Oh, my precious ones, if only you believed in the Lord's mercy, how peaceful your days would be. I've been spending the night in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, along with the portrait he painted through me, the bridegroom portrait. It is his kindness that leads to repentance, Romans 2:4. And that comes through so strongly in his bridegroom portrait. His eyes even follow you around the room so that wherever you stand, you feel what is on his heart. I know when I failed him by the tender expression of disappointment on his face, and it cuts me to the quick. He is never stern or harsh, but he is always so very real in his reactions. And because we love him, to see him sad is deeply convicting, to the point where we really want to put away sin from our lives. With all that is going on in the world, many are glued to the news channels. These channels are loaded with narratives that originate in the world and that often lead to fear and hidden agendas to influence our feelings. But when we avail ourselves, coming into the presence of God and His Blessed Sacrament, His love begins to form us in trust that wraps us securely in His peace. Jesus began, "And beloved, that is why I keep steering you away from the news. Oh Lord, it is so painful when you say no to my curiosity and longing to hear and see what's going on. But I know it is for my own good and the good of heart dwellers that I must obey you. And tonight I am sharing this with you, family. His perspective is so much better than the world's. Rather than turmoil and wondering how we are going to make it through a world war and terrorists in America, we come to rest in the hollow of his hand, for he has engraved us in the palm of his hand. He didn't merely write us there, he made us a physical part of the organ of his hands, a primary part of his body, which formed us from the dust of Eden. Isaiah 49:16 and Genesis 2:7 in the NIV version. Precious family, look into his eyes and see that his very heart is riveted on all that concerns us. He cries with us. He stands with us. He defends and provides for us. He has chosen to intimately knit us into his very being. Consider what we mean to him. How could he ever fail us? Jesus began, "My sweet bride, thank you for choosing to acknowledge my faithfulness. My dear ones, there is nothing in this world to be afraid of, because I have chosen your very footsteps, your destiny, and how I am drawing you and your loved ones into my heart forever. Whether you choose my path for you or your own, I still care for your every concern. Of course, I know how the path you are on will end, and so I delicately try to lead you towards my choice for your life. But I have given you free will, and when you choose your own way, I still love you. I still plan ahead for you. I still protect you. because I love you deeply, more deeply than you can ever conceive. And I wish to honor your choices in life. When you have traveled the road you chose, at the end, I am there, offering you a new start, leading to the outcome I would prefer. But if you choose differently again, I still come along and continue to stand beside you. Do you see? I am not a tyrant. I'm a loving father. You are my child, and I honor your choices. If they do not turn out as you hoped, I do not condemn you. Rather, I say, let's try again. And at some point, you will realize the path I chose for you in the beginning was, after all, the very quickest way to your happiness and fulfillment. This is true fatherly love. I knit you together in your mother's womb with multiple gifts and talents, opportunities and pathways. I watched you make discoveries. I followed alongside and brought breakthroughs to you. And many times, delighted in your creativity, I also mourned some of your decisions because I could see they led to sorrowful outcomes. But never did I chide you or fail you when things ended badly. Rather, I sent you comfort and new opportunities. Because I love you and want to reach your goals in the way you choose, even if I know it will not end well. So now I speak to you, children who have chosen Satan for a father, this fallen angel whom I created to lead worship in heaven has turned bitter against me. He wants to hurt me because I cast him out of heaven. And his strategy of choice is to lure you with material things that do not last, and with vengeance against those who wronged you. That's a vicious circle. And then taking you to hell with himself. He teaches you how to cause suffering in people's lives. And whether you have figured this out or not, you too, in the end, will be victimized. In fact, much, if not all, the pain you have experienced in your life was done to you by a satanic agent just like yourself. Yes, he was behind all your losses and pain. And when he is finished with you, he will laugh as he casts you to his tormenting angels, who will show no mercy for eternity. Think about this. Can bad fruit come from a good tree? Isn't it true that rotten, poisonous fruit comes from a rotten, poisonous tree? What is he teaching you to do? Observe the tragedies you are plotting for others. Is it not true that what you sow is what you will reap? If you throw an apple up in the air, what happens? It comes back down. So it is in the spiritual realms. What you dish out to others will eventually come back down to you. I want you to know that I'm calling you out of this darkness. I have a beautiful plan for your life, and I will pursue you with my love until the end. I will never give up on you. Never. There is only one thing for you to do. Ask for me to take over your life. Give me your life and deliver you from this deadly path. Truly, I long to hear your voice. I long to see you coming to me. And so I will wait. But please, there is little time left. Don't put me off. Come quickly, my dear one. Come quickly.